verses 24 and 25. Amen. Judges 13, verses 24 and 25, where the word of the Lord says, "And the woman bare a son." That means this lady had a child, and she called his name Samson. And the Bible said the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. How do we know the Lord blessed him? Well, we'll find out right now. "And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times." The Word of God calls it a blessing when the Spirit of the Lord begins to move upon a person. And so the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. I know that was very important to you folks because you know exactly where those little towns are. But what we want to focus on is the fact that we know that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson. And what I'd like to preach for just a little while in your presence is a message entitled, "The Spirit of the Lord." The Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Let's look to the Lord and ask Him to help us, shall we? Lord, we thank You for the prayer meetings this morning. We thank You for the time together today in the house of God. And we thank You for the liberty and the freedom that we have to worship You in spirit and in truth. We pray, God, Your will be done. Lord, bless every individual in the house today. With this many folks in the house of God, I know, Lord, that there's a little trouble. I know that there's a little hardship. I know that there's some sickness and perhaps diagnosis. I pray right now, Jesus, that You would blanket every individual and comfort them and strengthen them and bless them by Your goodness and mercy today. We honor the name of the Lord. We worship the name of the Lord. And we pray Your will be done right now. And everybody said amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. The Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said it began to move. It began to touch him. When the Spirit of the Lord began to move, great things took place. Amen. So again, the Spirit of the Lord began to move on Manoah's son. Amen. Let me just say at the very onstart of the message, styles and fashions and all this stuff are going to go. They're going to come. They're going to go. I'll just be honest with you. Amen. If I could be real, it wouldn't matter if I was a pastor. It wouldn't matter. I am just so glad to see the pink mohawks go. I'm sorry. That offends you. I'm just telling you. Amen. And there's a lot of other things that I'm glad to see go in my tenure of life in this world. Amen. I've been living in this world for 35 years, and I just... What? Give me time to say plus. Amen. But, you know, and come on, confess. Raise your hand if you're glad to see some things go. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. And so we're glad to see some things come, and we're glad to see some things go. And the older we get in life, and especially serving the Lord, living for God, we realize that we are nothing without the Spirit of God. Life is not life until it is stirred by the Spirit, until it is shaken by the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen. Had a young lady in church this morning. I'm not going to tell you who Hannah is, but she told me, she said, every now and then I get on to my little nephew. She says, I think he might grow up to hate me because no one gets on to him like I do. I said, Hannah, he's probably going to wind up loving you more than the rest because he knows where your lines are. She just cried and thanked me so much. No, she just laughed. But I'm just telling you, you know, when the Spirit begins to move and the Spirit begins to dictate to us what it wants and what it needs and what it likes, when the, and can I call it the Holy Ghost? Or are you more comfortable with the Holy Spirit? Can I call it the Spirit of God? The presence of the Lord? Because all of them are the very same. Amen. When the Holy Ghost begins to move and we begin to get comfortable with it, we begin to understand where the lines are. Amen. And when someone that loves us draws lines, that lets us know that they love us that much more. Amen. And so we're nothing without the Spirit. There, years ago, I'll never forget it. Let me just say, there's a suntan lotion that you can purchase and apply to your body and obtain a tan without exposing your body to the sun. Okay. That stuff's been around for years. But I remember back in the 70s when I was a teenager. That's right. Back there where you could see dinosaur tracks. And Clay Logan, my very best friend in school, he bought it when it first came out. And he came to school with that stuff on. It wasn't perfected. And he was orange. I'm not exaggerating this time. He was orange. And he said, "What do you think, man?" I said, "Cool." I said, "You need more." And he makes his way to the gym and gets it out of his locker and puts on more. I said, "Man, the more you put on, the better you look." And so I had him all messed up. He was just a bright orange. Everybody's looking at him and he's thinking he is looking good. And they're like, "Whoa. He's got some kind of disease or something." And so you can get that. And I don't know. I guess they perfected it. If they perfected it, you won't know, because people have a tan. You won't know how they got it. But this is a religious society that men are trying, and women, young people are trying to bottle the color without the charge and without the change or without the encounter of the actual Spirit of Almighty God. We feel like that if we can just say it. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I've been born again. You see how simple that is, how easy. And we can do that, all that, without the Son. We can do all of that without His presence. We can do all of that without His Spirit. But the terrible thing about this wonderful thing is that if we're not careful, we'll start believing it. We'll start believing that we can have anything we want. We can just say it, and that's what we are. We can just say it, and that's what we actually have become, without the Spirit of God. We do not have the capacity within ourselves to change anything, to make anything better. Amen. It doesn't matter what you see in the mirror. I'm talking about what we see in the Word of God. The Word of God said He chose base things, simple things. My wife likes that thing to where they come on and America's Got Talent. And this mother brought out this boy that was autistic and he was blind. She had to lead him out. And he's walking like this, and he can't see, so his eyes are going everywhere. And they ask him his name, and he has a hard time, but he gives him his name. And his mother says, just relax, honey. You've got cameras on you everywhere, and people are watching, and they're going to ask you questions. And he tried to answer them the very best he could. And then she led him over to the piano, and he sat down, and he began to sing. And the crowd erupted because it could not have gotten any better than that. But he never would have gotten there without the assistance of someone that knew he could do it, that knew it was within him, and knew that he could mature it, and she knew that he could grow it, and she worked with him, she lived with him, she, and all of that came out. And Simon said, "The world is going to know who you are, son. The whole world is going to know who you are." Listen. Amen. We cannot conjure religion up within ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot redeem ourselves. But as soon as we lock hands with the hands of the man that can, we can be born again. Amen. So you don't look in the mirror and think you got this thing made and that you're on an island and that you need to persuade everybody else and you've got everything that no one else. Hey, all of us need another touch of God's Spirit today. All of us need the moving of the Spirit. We need the Spirit of the Lord. We need the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Folks need the exposure to the sun to get a genuine tan. And folks need an encounter with the Spirit to receive genuine and real salvation. Has anybody been exposed? You didn't come in here with God in a can, did you? Because the first shower and it's going to wash off. Clay was so glad to get a shower that afternoon when he finally found out what I was doing. We need exposure to the sun to get a real tan. And I'm telling you, we need exposure to the sun to get a real relationship with God. Does anybody even desire that exposure? But I'm Christian. Okay, you're Christian. But do you desire exposure to the sun? Do you desire a relationship with God? Do you desire a move of the Lord in your life? Amen. A touch of God. Has anybody been exposed? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm convinced that we need more than just religion. We need exposure to the sun. An audience with the King changes everything. Amen. Have you noticed that where the Spirit isn't bottled up, that there's liberty? Because the Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Lord is, there is liberty. Where Jesus is, you can clap your hands without intimidation. I believe that every church in America, no matter what the denomination or anything like that, is praying for revival. And then sometimes when revival comes in the door and Sister So-and-so begins to clap her hands a little bit, they shut it down. They pray for revival, they pray for harvest, they pray for refreshing, and they pray for renewal and excitement in their church. And when it starts to come in, they want to shut it down because it's not what they are accustomed to. Well, listen, honey, this ain't a custom. This is a live wire. This is a spirit. This is an anointing. This is a power. This is an authority. This is a dominion. Amen. Listen to what Ezekiel said. He said, there was holy water flowing from the altar. First, it was ankle deep. Then it became knee deep, and then it came to the loins, and then it became a river you couldn't pass over. I guess what distinguishes us from other religious realms the most is that we want it more than just ankle deep. More than just knee deep. We want the river of the Holy Ghost, the river of the Spirit, to flow in here to the point that you will never be able to get over it. I'll give you the word for that in just a moment. I want to let you know, so you can let everyone else know, that this is a church where the Holy Ghost can be felt, where the Holy Spirit of God can be received, and it can be experienced. This is not just the end of your search for a friendly church. Now you say, I know where you got that. No, you don't. They got it from us. But they changed the words. They've got it on their sign. And it says, the end of your search for a friendly church. Well, the original says, from Landmark, the end of your search for a Spirit-filled church. We've got friends out there. We got friends in here. We don't need another friend. What we need is the Spirit of God. Amen. And so this is the end of your search for a Spirit-filled church. You don't come here just to get a click. You don't come here to get your little herd together. Amen. You don't come here to get your bunch together and convince them you're right and everybody else is wrong. You come in here to receive the Holy Ghost. You come in here to feel the Spirit. You come in here to feel the anointing. You come in here to feel the power and let the Spirit of the Lord turn loose and set you free. For he whom the Son of Man has set free is free in indeed. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's where we are. That's where we are. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the ripple on the pond, long after the stone is settled on the bottom, the water is still moving. How many of you have ever witnessed that? Throw a rock in the pond, ripples just continue to flow, and it ripples on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long after the stone is settled on the bottom, the water is still moving because of the rock. Hallelujah. This thing happened over 2,000 years ago, and the ripple is still flowing because the rock came. And when he left, he filled us with the Holy Ghost, and the ripple is still flowing. Amen. Those of you that are still staunch against the Spirit of God, let me tell you something. You're getting behind the times, because the Pope has just recently said, it is all right for the Catholic Church to speak in tongues. I guess so, buddy, because you can't win this battle. Amen. Catholics are receiving the Holy Ghost left and right all around the world. Amen. And so you may as well give in or give up. Listen, do you know what a giant is? It is a forbidding foe that you can't get over, you can't get around, and you can't get under. Well, welcome to my world. Jesus Christ is so big you can't get over him. He's so strong you can't get through him. He's so wide you can't get around him. So the best thing that anybody could do today is just give in, give up, and let God have his way. It's almost been, it's been over 2,000 years ago, but the effect of the Pentecost can still be felt today. Come on in, the water's deep, and you'll never be the same. You can sing the songs of Zion. When you leave today, you can say, something got a hold of me. Amen. I went in with doubt, but I left with a shout, because something got a hold of me. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said the Spirit began to move. I don't want it dead. I don't want it dry. And I don't want it plucked up from the roots. One church, the fellow went to sleep. While the preacher was in the middle of his sermon, his friend elbowed him. Everybody needs a friend like this. His friend elbowed him. And he said, hey, dude, wake up. The pastor's calling on you to pray dismissal. The sermon was only halfway through. That dude opened his eyes and jumped up and said, Father, please go with us today as we go home. And he put everything on brakes. What a friend. That's not going to happen here at Landmark, because I'm louder than anybody else here. I'll keep you awake, I promise you. Praise the Lord. Amen. If I can't do it, I'll get somebody to shake you like the Lord shook Samson. And every time he shook Samson, the Spirit of the Lord moved on him and moved him and blessed him. Give me Holy Ghost. Give me Holy Ghost any day. Give me revival. Give me that camp meeting spirit. Give me that foot stomping, aisle running, hand clapping, devil stomping move of God any day. That's what I want. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I whistle something right now that you guys might recognize? I'll be done in a minute. I'll be through tormenting you. You never heard that, huh? That's a new one. I got a revelation a few weeks ago, and I found out that when little Opie picked up that stone to throw it in the lake, that he couldn't reach the lake. And the cameraman came up behind him and picked up a stone. And he said, "Now, throw it now, Opie." And he threw it, and the cameraman threw one too. And that stone that hit the water was actually from the cameraman. There's not one person here today that can make it on your own. This is a teamwork effort. This is everybody together makes one church. Amen. And if you're struggling today, I want to tell you something from my heart. And that is this. If you can't reach it, we'll help you. We'll help you. We'll do everything we can. We'll never hurt you. We'll never hurt you. We'll never talk about you behind your back. We'll never tear you down to someone else to make us look good. We'll never belittle you. We'll never offend you. We'll never hurt your feelings. We'll never disregard you. We won't snuff you out. We won't turn our backs on you. We'll speak to you in public. Amen. We'll say hello and praise the Lord. We'll shake your hand and give you a friendly smile and mean it. Amen. Because at Landmark, we love every one of you. And you're the reason that we're sitting on this hill. We want to fill this place up with people just like you. Amen. I don't care how simple you think you are. I don't care how much education you don't have. I don't care. None of that. I don't care how much you do have. I don't care how far you have come and what you have accomplished. Amen. There's a seat at Landmark just for you. And if you can't reach the lake right now, we'll help you throw the stone. Hallelujah. Because we've got the stone that the builders rejected. We've got that rock that it. We're in the midst of a revival that's going to change lives. We're in the midst of a move of God that's going to stir up the gift of God. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is beginning to move. And the anointing is breaking the yoke. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't anybody look to the side, but I'm just going to say, you may have come with the devil, but you can leave with the Lord. Let the Spirit move in the church. I feel like Moses must have felt when he said, when he had to kick off his shoes because he was on holy ground. Let me finish up with this. Ezekiel 47, 3 through 5. I want you to see this. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. That's as far as the waters were. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. It came up to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. We're getting deep now. Afterward, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen. Waters to swim in fact. A river that could not be passed over. That's how deep it got. Listen, folks. If it's at the ankles, hunger for the knees. If it's at the knees, hunger for the loins. If it's at the loins, let it hunger for it to go over your head. Let it get so deep until you can't pass by yourself, that you need assistance and that you need, listen, that water represent, look at Ezekiel 47 and 9. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, with everything that moves, everything the river shall come to, it shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. There's going to be a lot of us by the time this thing winds up, because these waters shall come thither. In other words, these waters are coming to you, for they shall be healed. Everything shall live, whither the river cometh. Hallelujah. 2 weeks ago, we had a lady miraculously healed of cancer. She didn't even go to this church. We found out about her. We prayed for her. She went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, "We can't find it. It's a phenomenon. We don't know what's going on." I know what's going on. The Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving. Amen. Amen. And because the Spirit of God is moving, you know what she said recently? She said, if you're sick, you need to go to that church because that there's healing in that church. Amen. Hey, that's bottom line stuff, honey. There's a whole lot more than that. Amen. There's drug addiction liberty. Amen. There's alcohol liberty. Amen. There's all kinds of freedom. There's all kind of, hey, you can be set free. You can be delivered. Amen. We can walk away from religion and we can get us a bona fide relationship. This stuff is real. Everything that river touched was either healed or it came alive. The sick need to be healed. The ones dead in sin need to come alive. Amen. Not tombstones, but lively stones. All right. Look with me at John 7:38 and verse 39. Praise the Lord. He that believeth on me, it doesn't stop there. Please pay very close attention because you're not going to hear the next part everywhere you go. He that believeth on me, how? As the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow what? There's that river again. In the Old Testament, he had a vision. But in the New Testament, we receive it. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What is this water? Amen. Hallelujah. Give us this. This is what it says. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. After he was glorified, he came on the day of Pentecost. The Spirit filled all of them. They spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Don't you let people come against something in the Word of God when they have no base to stand on. Amen. I don't have time for anybody's opinion, but I've got all day for the Word of God. And the Word of God said, it fell. The Spirit of God. It's like a river. Hallelujah. Ezekiel saw his river in a vision. I got my river when the Spirit began to move. I'm just telling you, there is a river that never shall run dry. Samson was a mighty man used of God, but prior to God using him, each time he had to shake him. Hallelujah. The Spirit's moving. How did Isaiah feel when he wrote Isaiah 9:6? When he said, for unto us a child is born. How many of you know that child is Jesus? Unto us a son is given. How many of you know that son was Jesus? And then the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in one body right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah probably lost his mind when he saw that big dose of the Holy Ghost for the New Testament. Amen. That's what we have. Amen. Let's stand together. Samson slew a lion with his bare hands. He had a riddle. He said, what is sweeter than honey and stronger than a lion? And we had the answer. It is the Spirit. Because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Without him in you, you're just in the world. How many of you remember the prodigal son? He went to his dad and he said, I want all my inheritance. And I want to go and I want to live it with wild women and I want to spend my money. I want to drink it up, smoke it up, toke it up, pop it up. And that's what he did. How many of you remember the rest of the story when he wound up in a pig pen, literally in a true hog pen? And the Bible said, He would have fainted. He would have starved to death had he not fed himself with the husk that the swine did eat. So he was eating the same thing that the hogs ate. I'm just simply saying, it's either husk or the Holy Ghost. And there is no choice for me except the Holy Ghost. And so the Spirit of God began to move. Amen. I'm asking for whoever may need a renewing. Whoever got a revelation in this message for yourself. I'm asking young people, moms and dads, whoever may need something or whatever it may be from God, to come and stand with me at an altar and let's pray together.